Residents of coastal BC communities, including in White Rock, are encouraged to practice their evacuation plans as part of Tsunami Preparedness Week, April 14 to 20. In a news release, Minister of Emergency Management and Climate Readiness Bowen Ma notes many areas are at risk of the potentially catastrophic occurrence. Tsunamis are a series of giant waves that can send surges of water to shore quickly and cause severe damage. While it's hard to imagine a tsunami happening, getting prepared now and knowing what to do should one happen can help keep you and your loved ones safe, Ma said. This Tsunami Preparedness Week, make or review your home emergency plan, put together your grab-and-go bag and practice your evacuation route. White Rock was among some 18 communities to plan a preparedness event. The city's High Ground Hike event, Tuesday afternoon, April 16, offered pre-registered participants an opportunity to learn about earthquake and tsunami preparedness, types of tsunami alerts, and what to do in the case of an emergency. The talk was followed by a hike that started and ended at Ruth Johnson Park. An assessment of tsunami risk for the West Coast was triggered earlier this month, after a 7.2 magnitude earthquake struck near Taiwan on April 2. Read more. Strongest earthquake in 25 years rocks Taiwan, killing 9 people and stranding 70 workers in quarries. While it was deemed no threat to BC, it is a reminder to be prepared. Recommended steps include: become familiar with local evacuation routes and high ground locations. Once at high ground, stay there until officials give the all clear, and subscribe to local emergency alerts. BC's emergency alert system will send a cell phone alert to those at risk in the event of a tsunami, the news release notes. As well, the message will be distributed through TV and radio stations. Other tools, including coastal siren systems, may also be used to warn people. Such was the case in January of 2018, when a powerful earthquake in Alaska put Semiahmoo First Nation on notice. Read more. Restless night for Semiahmoo First Nation after tsunami warning.